The general who investigated abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison is blaming a breakdown in military command. Major General Antonio Taguba was one of the witnesses at yesterday's Senate hearing into that abuse. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports that senators are wondering how high up the accountability should go.
In the nearly 2 weeks since his explosive report first came to light, General Taguba has stayed out of sight. So yesterday's hearing was the first chance for Americans to hear from him. Taguba said leadership, training, and discipline were all lacking at the Abu Ghraib prison outside of Baghdad. But he resisted suggestions that the abuses there had been officially sanctioned.
We did not find any evidence of a policy or a direct order given to these soldiers to conduct what they did. I believe that they did it on their own volition. I believe that they collaborated with several MI interrogators at the lower level based on the conveyance of that information through interviews and written statements. We didn't find any order whatsoever, so written or otherwise, that directed them to do what they did.
Several of the Armed Services Committee members didn't quite buy that explanation and returned to the issue later in the day after Taguba had left. Among the doubters, Republican Susan Collins of Maine. She argued that if a small group of guards acting on their own had wanted to abuse prisoners, they would have just beaten them up. Instead, she said, they chose sexual humiliation particularly offensive to Muslim men.
And that is why, even though I do not yet have the evidence, I cannot help but suspect that others were involved, that military intelligence personnel were involved, or people further up the chain of command in suggesting to these guards specific types of abuse that were designed to break these prisoners.
Lieutenant General Keith Alexander is the senior intelligence officer in the Army. He told Senator Collins he agreed with her logic.
I think that the difficult part is to find out who told whom what to do. As you state, the soldiers that are charged are saying that military intelligence told me to do this. Now, the question is who?
The day's testimony also revealed sharp disagreement between Pentagon officials over who was in charge of Abu Ghraib. In November, an order came down putting military police at the prison under the control of military intelligence officers. General Taguba said that meant military intelligence was in charge. But the Pentagon's civilian undersecretary for intelligence, Stephen Cambone, disagreed. He said military police remained in charge of the detainees. Confusion on this point apparently extended to the two commanders directly involved, military police commander Janice Karpinski and military intelligence commander Thomas Pappas. Taguba told Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, that Karpinski didn't accept the takeover.
Sir, truthfully, she challenged that.
In what way was she challenged the
authority that was given to Colonel Pappas.
And what was the result of the challenge?
Sir, it created a confusion and friction between those two commanders.
So what we have now is confusion, a lack of clarity of command. We've got a handful, at least, of spontaneous abusers as it relates to detainees.
In the afternoon session, the tone of the hearing changed as word came of an American civilian beheaded in Iraq. An Islamic militant website called the act retaliation for the abuses at Abu Ghraib. Senator John Warner, the Republican chair of the committee, said the incident showed there's no time to lose fixing what went wrong at Abu Ghraib, and he expressed frustration at all of the reviews underway.
We're almost in a lockdown on getting information subject to the completion of all these investigations, which are necessary, but I'm just concerned.
The Pentagon is conducting 6 inquiries, with the first reports due back within a month. As Warner said, the plot is thickening. But the story could take new turns before those reports are in. The Pentagon has released additional pictures and a video from Abu Ghraib. Senators will get their first glimpse of them later today. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.